Once upon a time, in a small town filled with friendly faces and laughter echoing through the streets, there lived a young boy named Oliver. Oliver was a spirited child with a mischievous streak, always full of energy and sometimes a little too boisterous. One sunny afternoon, Oliver was playing in the garden with his friends, running around and enjoying a game of tag. Amidst the excitement, Oliver shouted a phrase he had heard somewhere without really understanding what it meant. Big bomb! His voice rang out a little too loud, just as his grandmother, Mrs. Thompson, was passing by with her old friend, Mrs. Wilson. Mrs. Thompson, a gentle soul with a firm belief in manners and proper conduct, was taken aback by Oliver's words. Her cheeks flushed with embarrassment as Mrs. Wilson raised her eyebrows in surprise. "Oliver!" Mrs. Thompson exclaimed, her voice a mix of shock and disappointment. Oliver, realizing he had attracted unwanted attention, stopped in his tracks. His face turned a shade of red to match his grandmother's. "Yes, Grandma," he responded, a nervous quiver in his voice. "Those words are not appropriate," Mrs. Thompson said, her tone serious but caring. "You have a dirty mouth and you need to go wash it out this instant." Confused but obedient, Oliver trotted into the house and into the bathroom. He remembered his grandmother's words literally, and with the earnestness only a child could muster, he picked up a bar of soap. Hesitantly, he licked it, expecting to cleanse his mouth of the naughty word he had uttered. The taste was awful, bitter and biting, and Oliver's face puckered in disgust. The soap did not taste like it smelled, sweet and floral, but rather like a punishment distilled into a flavour. He quickly rinsed his mouth out with water, but the soapy taste lingered, a vivid reminder of his misstep. Oliver walked back outside to his grandmother, his expression a mix of remorse and soap-induced grimace. "Grandma, I washed my mouth out with soap," he confessed, hoping she would understand his literal interpretation. Mrs. Thompson, trying hard not to chuckle at her grandson's interpretation, knelt down to his level. "Oh, my dear boy, I didn't mean for you to actually use soap. But let this be a lesson about choosing our words carefully," she explained, softly giving him a hug to take away the sting of the soap and the situation. "Words have power, Oliver," she continued, her eyes looking with his. "They can make people laugh or hurt them, make friends or push them away. What you say matters just as much as what you do." Oliver nodded, the lesson sinking in deeper than any soap could cleanse. He promised his grandmother that he would think before he spoke, to use his words that wouldn't require any sort of washing out. And episode, dear listener. Oliver learned a valuable lesson that sunny afternoon. Not just about the taste of soap, but about the impact of his words. He became more mindful of what he said, ensuring his words were as clean as the mouth he now knew not to wash with soap. Good night, little dreamer. As you drift off to sleep, remember Oliver's story. May your words always be kind and thoughtful, and may you speak with care and respect. Sleep well, knowing that each word you choose can be a gift rather than something that needs washing out.